calls.
Yeah, but I was just saying.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jeff?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jeff. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm a senior underwriter at the Bank of Cardiff. I just left a message for you on your office line. I work with Nick Chapman here.
All right.
I was wondering if I could steal a few minutes of your time. Is now an okay time?
Sure. If I don't lose you here, I'm on a cell phone.
Could I ask you to grab a pen and paper and make some notes?
Yeah.
Perfect.
You're going to have to allow me to stop. Let's see here. Are you still with me?
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, my name is Ruben Goldstein. My direct extension here is 114. I've been with Bank of Cardiff for close to 9 years, and actually my role is to actually help out on some of the larger kind of complex moving part transactions.
Gotcha.
It's a fun job, to say the least.
All right.
And I used to be actually on the sales side, so the way that I like to work with customers is really understand their needs, give them some feedback, because when I'm reviewing your file, your credit report, your bank statements, I'm just going to take a guess here and think that you probably get 10 to 15 calls a day, 20 pieces of mail a month offering working capital, 100 people offering you equipment financing, and it's nonstop, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So I looked at your file, and I wanted to give you my thoughts to start off, and I understand you need some trucks, and I hope that'd be okay if I give you my kind of 2 cents.
Sure.
Okay. So I understand that you've been working with New Logic Business Funding for quite a while. You've done a lot of loans with them, and now you have a loan with QuarterSpot, correct?
Yep.
So here is my kind of take for this. I know what happens is a customer gets a relationship with a company like New Logic. New Logic is a great company, by the way. We work with them as well occasionally. And basically what they offer is a renewal process. You borrow a loan, you need more money, so you get another loan to replace it. You get a small discount, you kind of keep on rolling over. Is that what you've been doing with them?
Yes, when I need it to.
When you need it to.
And at times we've paid it out. So, I mean, it's just different. It's just so much easier and quicker. I don't have to deal with the bank.
Correct. And I think at the same time, you have a QuarterSpot loan that's called a stack, which is on top of your loan. So you have two loans right now, correct? One for New Logic, one for QuarterSpot,
right.
Correct?
Right. And we had a huge job this spring, and we just used it to get it going, and it's still going and will be going throughout the rest of the year.
Okay. And you have a loan with QuarterSpot as well, correct?
Yes.
I'm sorry, with Lending Club as well, correct?
Yeah, that's a personal one.
Personal loan, and that's on your personal credit.
Yeah.
I'm not here to push you, but I'm here to give you my thoughts and way that I can help you. One of the things, you're obviously a smart business owner. You don't wake up and run a $5 million, $6 million a year business. You can run up, you know, a one-man shop, but you obviously have a good idea of what you're doing to get to this level of revenues. And that's not me kissing up to you. It's just that's the reality of the situation. One thing you mentioned was you don't want to deal with a traditional bank because you know how difficult it is to get a large line of credit, and it's almost like, you know, begging someone, and it's very, very difficult.
Well, the problem is it's every 2 days they want something new, they want something different, want you to report a different way. I've just got tired of it.
Correct. And you're actually 100% right. There's a lot of customers that come into us and they think that they can ask for $1 million just because they have good credit. So I wanted to give you my thoughts, and I think there's two ways Bank of Cardiff could help you out. The first way is this. Unlike banks that are traditional in the sense, like the Wells Fargo's, the Chase's of the world that only want to buy, you know, give money to people who don't need it, our working capital is a very similar product to what you've done with New Logic and QuarterSpot. What is the difference? Loan amounts. Many lenders in this industry have caps on their loans. They just can't do more than $150,000, which seems to be a pretty standard number. Our loan sizes for unsecured cash go up to $2 million. And for many of the customers that I've dealt with who are basically taking two loans, putting them together, you know, cause for example, if you go back to New Logic and you ask them for more money, they're going to require you to pay off QuarterSpot because they won't do a loan for someone if they already have another loan. It's part of their system. And what your transaction screams to me, if there's opportunity, is, hey, if we can help this customer out in a time-efficient manner and get them what they actually need, which in my case are, would we give you $1 million? No, but based on your revenues, you would probably get a $300,000 to $500,000 loan from us. One loan, one payment, the real amount of capital you need. That's the first way I think we could help you out and where our opportunity lies, because I know the salesperson here is, you know, not desperate, but they really want to earn your business. But I'm well aware that with equipment financing, you can knock on a lot of people's doors and send your deal all over town and take the best deal. And so I think the biggest opportunity besides the trucks here is for us, if you're interested, is to provide you a more efficient, larger, and just better product for working capital.
Okay.
Is that something you're pursuing right now, or is that something that would help your business?
Possibly.
Okay. After our conversation, I'll have Nick send you an email on what he would need, terms that you'd look at, and kind of give you some ideas that it'll be as transparent as possible. Second question I have for you. Can you tell me a little about these trucks and what you're looking to accomplish?
Well, over the past 8-9 years, of course, everybody was in a slump. 2009 was ugly. We just haven't replaced no trucks. It's where I'm at now. My fleet's just getting old. A lot of high mileage vehicles.
Okay.
I'm adding one salesman to the mix. So three of the pickups, the Canyon, the two 1500s were for salespeople.
Okay.
The other two are delivery vehicles that I'm replacing.
Okay.
And they're just used up, the ones I got.
Okay. And you've applied for financing elsewhere, correct?
Sir?
You've applied for financing at other finance companies or banks, correct?
For
the trucks? Correct.
The only other thing I'm looking at now is leasing through Wilmar, which I have used them previously. And I haven't went to the bank yet. My bank, I can. I wanted to see. Nick had called me a month or two ago. We just had a nice conversation.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he seems like a real nice guy. He's not the typical ones you deal with on that. And he was interested in equipment. He asked me if I was interested. I said, we've got some trucks we're looking at the end of April, sometime around the 1st of May. And I think I got contacted with him actually the 1st of June. And said, if you're interested, here, show me what you got.
I think we're interested. One question I do have is, one thing that's dragging down your credit score is, there's like a SYNCB, a home design like credit card or charge card. It was late in February of this year. Was that a mistake? Was that just a billing issue?
It was a mistake. It was a mistake on my part.
Okay.
I stay on the road a lot. My wife, God bless her, her doing payments is just out of the question. So I was out of town. And it just slipped by. But it's where I had the windows put in the house a couple years ago. It was originally $12,000, and I've paid it down. It was like $4,500, something like that.
And what's your current loan balance, do you know, with New Logic and your current loan balance with QuarterSpot? I assume QuarterSpot is probably around 80 grand or 70 grand, give or take. But do you know what your current New Logic loan balance is?
It's about 180, 175, somewhere in that range.
Okay. All right. And so, in a perfect world, we do what we're doing a lot of is, I know you get these calls. I know you get the promises. And a big, big part of our business right now at Bank of Cardiff is actually giving people sizable refinances on these loans, because it just, what we have is a little unique. We're self-funded. And so we have a lot of clients that come into us and say, hey, look, I've got a great relationship with X, but if you can offer me more money, I'm willing to hear that. In a perfect world, about how much capital would you be looking for?
Now, is this in addition to what I've got, or...
No, the reality is, QuarterSpot's a good company, but did you work with a broker, or did you work with QuarterSpot directly?
Broker.
All right, so there's nothing wrong with it, but technically, your QuarterSpot loan, you're violating your New Logic contract. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No.
Yeah, it's a violation of your contract.
Okay.
So, what's going on is...
Yeah, we can pay it off, but...
I think, to me, your transaction, based on... You're not doing $50 million in sales, but a business of your size, I can just tell you what does a customer... You're growing, I assume, right now, correct? So what does the average customer like you borrow? The average customer of your size is borrowing about $300,000 to $500,000. They're doing one loan. they're structuring it with, instead of just, because one of the hugest issues is called rollover. And that means when a customer takes a loan that's 12 months, and then once they're 6 months in, they prepay that loan to get another loan. So they're double paying interest. They keep on double tapping. And while this sometimes is a Band-Aid-like solution, what we're offering is something which is a much larger loan, so they don't have to constantly roll over those loans. But should they want to pay us off early or should they want to renew, they don't double pay the interest. We offer significant discounts to pay off early. Would we pay off your loans? Yeah, we'd give you one loan. That's the appropriate avenue. I'd say 300 to 500 grand. That's really what you should get, in my opinion, based on your contemporaries.
Okay. And that's about right.
Okay.
Now, where would the trucks come in? Would I have to take that out of the...
No, it'd be separate. So what makes us unique in the space is that we do different types of business loans. So we do equipment financing, and we do working capital. With working capital, that's really based on your revenues. You'd probably have just one loan with us. And just so you know, I know most people just ask for some bank statements. When we talk about 300, 500 grand, Nick's going to ask you for some information so he doesn't waste your time. He's going to say, hey, send me this tax return, send me this profit and loss, because you're talking about $500,000, $300,000, we want to make sure you can cash flow the note. So don't be surprised. Don't think it's the traditional bank process where we're going to ask for information and then decline you. He's just getting the information up front. But regarding equipment financing, we do all different types of equipment. So we would do the trucks on a separate schedule. And then if you want to come back to us in a year or a month, we can do additional vehicles. Many of our customers have multiple equipment loans with us because they're financing different assets at different time periods.
Right.
You know, and your business in a nutshell, if you were going to tell me in three sentences, what does your business do?
Tool rental sales and service.
Okay. So what would the kind of equipment we would finance with you? And by the way, by tool rentals, do you mean like small tools or do you mean like excavators, yellow iron?
Oh, no. Small tools, rigging, hoist up to 37 ton. That's about where we're at right now.
Okay. So what equipment will we finance for you, for your business? Your delivery vehicle?
Yeah, trucks,
any equipment you use for your rental fleet we can finance as long as it's an asset. You know, we do also office phone systems, software management, basically anything that you're using on the course of your daily operations to get revenue.
Right.
I've thrown a lot of information at you. I'm going to have Nick send you an email to start cracking on this. Any other questions I could answer for you right now?
No, that's it.
Okay. On the equipment financing, are your goals, do you have a payment in mind for the trucks? Are you trying to do this as long as possible? What are your needs right now?
Well, I'd like to stay in 5 years. Within 5 years. I run some rough numbers on it. And depending on what you hit for interest, I think I can stand.
So do you have an idea of, like, I don't have everything in front of me at my disposal, but about what payment have you estimated?
I've estimated around $5,000 a month.
Okay. And the equipment cost is what?
$150.
Okay. You know what? I think we're going to be a lot lower than that.
Well, I know what I can stand, and I knew I was within that. That's all I was looking at.
Okay. And in terms of money,
I want to keep it as low as I possibly can, of course. Absolutely. But I set a maximum to go.
A 5K. Okay.
Yeah,
and it's 9 out of 10 customers tell me this, or 19 out of 20, but I assume you want to get these trucks with as little money down as possible. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are the trucks ready to ship, or do they need to be manufactured?
No, they are at the dealership, and he told me that they had two or three of each located, so if we missed one, we could probably get the other.
Okay, so let me kind of walk you through what we can do. Right now, just, you know, I do understand you sent Nick over a copy of your credit report. The credit report you have online is a lot different than your Experian credit. This is a common idea. Your credit score right now, I believe off Experian, is a 643.
Yes.
What I will do is I'm going to work on getting you the best approval possible for the maximum amount of money. We don't have to cover everything. Our opportunity is to gain your business, not necessarily say it's all or nothing. In terms of turnaround, you'll get an email from Nick on kind of the working capital specs and equipment today. You should expect an approval on equipment financing and ideas of payments, I would say, on Monday morning to Monday afternoon. Keep in mind, we're 3 hours behind you, so probably around Monday, 3 or 4 your time at the latest, and I'll give you all those options. And then hopefully, if everything works, we can do the trucks for you, and then also provide a much, I think, I'm not trying to beat up your current working capital relationships, but I think something that's more in line with a company of your size as opposed to these micro loans.
That'll work.
All right. Anything else I can answer for you?
That's it, partner.
All right. It's a pleasure speaking to you. My name's Ruben, 114 if you need to reach me, but Nick will be in touch today.
Thank you, sir.
You got it, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.